Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says self-reliant India in the defence sector is a guarantee of self-confidence in armed forces. Witnesses Bharat Shakti, a tri-services firing and manoeuvre exercise at Pokhran in Rajasthan. Home Minister Amit Shah reiterates no provision in CAA to snatch away anyone's citizenship. BJP leader Nayab Singh Saini takes oath as new Chief Minister of Haryana. Congress releases second list of 43 candidates for Lok Sabha polls. And in badminton, PV Sindhu advances to pre-quarterfinals of women's singles at All England Championships in Birmingham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today witnessed Bharat Shakti, a synergized demonstration of indigenous defense capabilities in the form of a tri-services live firing and maneuver exercise at Pokhran in Rajasthan. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the vision of a developed India is not possible without a self-reliant India. He said a self-reliant India in the defense sector is a guarantee of self-confidence in the Indian armed forces.
Bharat ko vikasit hona hai. तो हमें दूसरों पर अपनी निर्भरता को कम करना ही होगा और इसलिए आज भारत खाने के तेल से लेकर आधुनिक लड़ाकू विमान तक हर क्षेत्र में आत्मनिर्भरता पर बल दे रहा है। आज का ये आयोजन इसी संकल्प का हिस्सा है।
The Prime Minister said in the last 10 years, defence equipment worth about 6 lakh crore rupees have been purchased from indigenous companies.
10 वर्ष में लगभग 6 लाख करोड़ रुपए के रक्षा उपकरण स्वदेशी कंपनियों से खरीदे गए। इन 10 वर्षों में देश का रक्षा उत्पादन 2 गुना से भी ज्यादा 1 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक हो चुका है और इसमें हमारे नौजवान अहम भूमिका निभा रहे हैं। पिछले 10 वर्षों में 150 से ज्यादा नए डिफेंस स्टार्टअप शुरू हुए हैं। इनको हमारी सेनाओं ने 1800 करोड़
Bharat Shakti exercise showcased the prowess of indigenously manufactured defense equipment across the three services. Our correspondent reports that for about 50 minutes, state-of-the-art indigenous weapons, technology and equipment were used by all the three services during this exercise.
There was a glimpse of mutual cooperation between all three segments of defense forces of the country regarding use of modern equipment and technology. Apart from indigenous aircraft Tejas, helicopters Rudra and Chetak showcased their capabilities during the exercise. K-9 Vajra tanks, Dhanush and Sarang artillery guns, Akash and Pinaka missile systems were also used to destroy enemy positions. During the exercise, state-of-the-art unmanned equipment, drones and robots were also showcased their expertise, which are proving to be very useful for the armed forces these days. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone of various developmental projects worth over 1,06,000 crore rupees spread across the country from Ahmedabad in Gujarat. The development projects unveiled today encompass multiple sectors, including railway infrastructure, connectivity and petrochemicals. Mr. Modi also flagged off 10 new Vande Bharat trains. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said, among the initiatives launched today, projects worth around 85,000 crore rupees are dedicated to railways.
आज 85,000 करोड़ रुपए सिर्फ और सिर्फ रेलवे के प्रोजेक्ट देश को मिले हैं। विकास में मैं गति को धीमी नहीं होने देना चाहता। गुजरात में दहेज में 20,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की लागत से बनने वाले पेट्रोकेमिकल परिसर का भी शिलान्यास हुआ है और ये प्रोजेक्ट हाइड्रोजन उत्पादन के साथ साथ देश में पॉलीप्रोपिलीन की डिमांड को पूरा करने में अहम भूमिका निभाने वाला।
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has sanctioned over 6,621 crore rupees for construction of more than 265 kilometer national highway in Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said the development of these highway stretches will enhance connectivity to border areas and foster socio-economic growth in the region. He said the construction of the frontier highway is anticipated to curb migration and facilitate reverse migration towards the border areas of Arunachal Pradesh. Union Home Minister and BJP senior leader Amit Shah has said the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, will give citizenship to refugees from Pakistan, Afghanistan and Bangladesh, but there is no provision in the Act to snatch away anyone's citizenship. Mr. Shah was addressing party's social media volunteers and chairman of the party booth level committees at different events at Hyderabad in Telangana this afternoon.
CAA किसी भी देश के नागरिक की नागरिकता छानी नहीं है। CAA नागरिकता देने का कानून है, नागरिकता लेने का कानून नहीं है। मैं आपको भरोसा दिलाता हूँ कि CAA के कानून के अंदर किसी की नागरिकता लेने का कोई प्रावधान नहीं है। हमारे शरणार्थियों को नागरिकता देने का प्रावधान है।
The Citizenship Amendment Act makes minorities belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi or Christian communities facing persecution on religious grounds in Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan eligible for Indian citizenship. CAA had received the assent of the President on the 12th of December 2019. Yesterday, the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024 under the CAA 2019 were notified. The government has launched a new portal for persons who are eligible for Indian citizenship under Citizenship Amendment Act 2019. People who want to apply can log on to indiancitizenshiponline.nic.in. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. BJP leader Nayab Singh Saini took oath as the new Chief Minister of Haryana this evening. Governor Bandaru Dattatreya administered the oath of office in secrecy to the Haryana BJP President at the Raj Bhavan in Chandigarh. Besides Mr. Saini, five MLAs also took oath as cabinet ministers. The swearing-in ceremony came hours after Chief Minister Manohar Lal and his cabinet ministers submitted their resignations to the governor amid speculation of a split in the ruling BJP and Jannayak Janta Party alliance over seat-sharing agreements for the upcoming Lok Sabha election. Our correspondent has the details.
Haryana BJP President Nayab Singh Saini has taken over the charge as Chief Minister of Haryana. He has inducted BJP MLAs Panwari Lal, Jay Prakash Dalal, Mulchand Sharma, Kamrapal and independent legislator Ranjit Singh in his cabinet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. Saini on becoming the CM of Haryana. Mr. Saini, who is an MP from Kurukshetra, was unanimously elected as the leader of the state BJP legislature group a few hours after the resignation of former CM Manohar Lal and his cabinet colleagues. BJP claimed to have support of more than 45 MLAs in the 90-member assembly. The BJP has 41 MLAs in the House and 6 independent MLAs, including one who was inducted in the cabinet today, may support the BJP state government. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Ashwani News, Chandigarh.
The Congress today announced the second list of its 43 candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The list includes the names of 12 candidates from Assam, 10 each from Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, 7 from Gujarat, 3 from Uttarakhand and 1 from Daman and Diu. Addressing media in New Delhi, Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said Gaurav Gogoi will be contesting from the Jorhat parliamentary constituency in Assam and sitting MP Nakul Nath, the son of former Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Kamal Nath, will contest from Chindwara. Vaibhav Gehlot, who is the son of former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot, will fight from Jalor seat. The State Bank of India, SBI, today submitted details of electoral bonds to the Election Commission of India in compliance with the Supreme Court's order. Yesterday, the Apex Court had dismissed the request of SBI seeking extension to the 30th of June to disclose details of electoral bonds encashed by political parties. It had ordered the SBI to disclose the details of electoral bonds to the Election Commission by close of business hours today. Separately, it asked the Election Commission to publish these details by 5 p.m. on the 15th of this month on its website. The Apex Court had, on the 15th of February, scrapped the electoral bond scheme. President Draupadi Murmu today participated in the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest at the Shaw de Mar. President of Mauritius Prithviraj Singh Rupun, Prime Minister Pravind Kumar Jagnauth and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. The day commemorates the independence of Mauritius from Britain in 1968. A report from our correspondent.
Mauritius celebrated its National Day celebration today in the esteemed presence of visiting Indian President Draupadi Murmu. The vibrant event unfolded with cultural programs that showcased the country's deep-rooted heritage. Highlights included mesmerizing tableau depicting post-military might and the cultural legacy of Mauritius. The National Day celebration also witnessed the participation of an Indian Navy helicopter in a breathtaking flypast, symbolizing the strong ties between India and Mauritius. A contingent of the Indian Navy marched alongside their Mauritian counterparts during the parade in a harmonious display of a close friendship and cooperation between the two nations. 12th March holds a special place in the hearts of Mauritian, marking the historic day in 1968 when the Union Jack was lowered and the Mauritian flag was unfurled for the first time in Shodham House. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, from Mauritius.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said both sides reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership and work for early conclusion of a mutually beneficial free trade agreement. Union Minister of State for Culture, Meenakshi Lekhi, today launched the revamped website of the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, in New Delhi. Additionally, a memorandum of understanding was signed for Adopt a Heritage 2.0 by 7 private entities and ASI for the preservation of 14 historical monuments. Sahitya Academy Awards for the year 2023 were conferred upon distinguished authors representing 24 languages of the country at a ceremony held in New Delhi today. Among the notable awardees were Shapun Chakraborty for Bengali literature, Nandeshwar Dimari for Bodo literature, Vijay Verma for Dogri literature, and Neelam for English literature. Each recipient was honored with a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees and a plaque for their exceptional contributions to Indian literature. The Universal Service Obligation Fund, USOF, under Department of Telecommunications today signed a tripartite MOU with Prasar Bharati and Open Network for Digital Commerce to proliferate affordable and accessible digital services across the country. The objective of this MOU is to bundle broadband services with OTT and e-commerce platform for rural India. The Communication Ministry said MOU will enable the bundled Prasar Bharati OTT as a service, including linear channels, live TV and on-demand content, to be available to end consumers. The New Services Division of Akashwani invites applications from experienced candidates to be engaged as editorial executives and newsreader cum translators on full-time contract basis in its various regional news units across the country. Details are available at newsonair.gov.in/vacancies. The last date for receiving applications is the 19th of this month. On to sports. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu cruised into the pre-quarterfinals of women's singles at the prestigious All England Championships in Birmingham today. The Indian shuttler got a walkover after her opponent, world number 26 Yvonne Lee of Germany, retired midway due to an injury in the opening round. Sindhu will next face top seed An Se-young of South Korea. In men's singles, star Indian shuttler H.S. Pranoy made an early exit from the tournament after going down against Su Li Yang of Chinese Taipei in the first round. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 114 runs against Royal Challengers Bangalore in Delhi. Earlier put into bat, Mumbai Indians were bowled out for 113 runs in 19 overs. Royal Challengers Bangalore had won the toss and opted to bowl first. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says self-reliant India in the defence sector is a guarantee of self-confidence in armed forces. Witnesses Bharat Shakti Tri Services firing and manoeuvre exercise at Pokhran in Rajasthan. Home Minister Amit Shah reiterates no provision in CAA to snatch away anyone's citizenship. BJP leader Nayab Singh Saini takes oath as new Chief Minister of Haryana. Congress releases second list of 43 candidates for Lok Sabha polls. And in badminton, PV Sindhu advances to pre-quarterfinals of women's singles at All England Championships in Birmingham. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.